You've been doing this for a few years. What came first, Temple and WRTI or Channel 6 or what? You really have led a couple
of
lives.
Most of my lives at both of these. And sometimes when I list, somebody says, how many years did you do this? I say, well, 42 years at Temple University and 20 years at Channel 6 and WFIL radio in Philadelphia. And then they add those two together and say, gee, you don't look 95. Shortly after coming to Temple, I think one of the in the ceremony that Jerry mentioned and played a few minutes ago, it was clear that in the early days we taught speech. Uh-huh. After you had a few courses in speech, we were greatly enamored with radio, and somebody says, could I take a course in something else? And somebody says, how about argumentation and debate? And then finally, how about a course in radio? So there were courses in radio around the country. Temple University started with speech and was the first university in the country to develop a curriculum in radio. Mm-hmm. And the idea was that we felt radio was too important to be in the hands of either charlatans or fools. That was the phrase we often used. And so we created the curriculum, and it is now, as more people in the broadcasting field in the United States, in the commercial broadcasting field, and a huge number in education as well, mm-hmm. than any other university curriculum in the country. And shortly afterwards, WFIL gave us money to form our first studios, then asked me if I would help work with them, and so I began to also work with them on the side, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But Temple was always my first job, so I did that, and maybe weekends and some other time. Yeah. So I enjoyed both, and Temple and FIL worked very well together, and we are very grateful to first WFIL Radio, and then TV, and then later Walter Annenberg, who not only made this studio possible, but helped to equip and furnish the whole building for radio and TV as well.